Cemetery Jack speaking.
This Jack Criswell?
Yeah.
Jack, listen, this here is R.D. Mercer. Are you in charge of keeping up that cemetery down there?
Yeah, you bet.
Well, listen, I got you the fella that I'm getting ready to get sideways of. I was down here visiting my cousins. I'm from Ardmore. I was down here visiting my cousins, and they was telling me that the last time they was out there at the graveyard, that the boys that was taking care and the maintenance over there was well, what they was doing was taking a leak on my Uncle Jesse's grave out there. That's being disrespectful. And I don't appreciate it, none.
Well, I find that very hard to believe.
They said they seen you out there doing it. You and some of your fellas is working on that thing out there taking a leak.
Whoever that was, they lied to you.
No, they didn't lie to me a bit. I guarantee you they ain't. There's church-going women, and they seen you out there. They was putting pansies on their relatives' graves, and they seen it happening.
And who was it?
They said it was you and some fellas out there you had working for you was drinking beer and telling loud, nasty jokes and dancing around, and then they was taking a whiz out there.
What's your name, sir?
R.D. By God Mercer. Now, Uncle Jesse Mercer, he's a World War I hero. He's the northeast corner of that cemetery. The headstone's got a collie dog on the top of it.
And that's here at Lawn Cemetery?
Damn right, in the northeast corner over
there. Who was that said they saw that?
That's Inez Roundtree. Now, Uncle Jesse was a World War I hero down there, Criswell. He was in charge of the collie dog troops.
Inez Roundtree lives here in Cordell?
Huh?
This Inez Roundtree lives here in Cordell?
Lives outside of town on the highway.
Okay.
And he liberated a French village of Voulash-de-Loup down there in World War
One. She's listed in the phone book, is she?
What?
She's listed in the phone book?
I don't know. It don't make a damn bit of difference. There's somebody down there.
Oh boy.
Yep.
On the run.
He's a little whizzed off.
Cemetery Jack speaking.
How'd you like a country ass whooping?
Why don't you just come on out and we'll talk about it?
I guarantee you, it ain't nobody going to take a leak on my great Uncle Jesse's grave and then hang up on me.
That hasn't happened, sir.
I guarantee you,
Don.
Inez ain't a liar.
That has not happened.
Well, she's seen it.
That has not happened. Do you hear me?
How big an old boy are you?
That has not happened.
Where are you at right now?
That has not happened.
I guarantee you, I'm getting ready to plant somebody back 6 foot under. I got me a pine box full of ass whoop. I'm getting ready to...
Well, you just bring it on out here.
I guarantee you, I'll cart it right with me.
Bring it on out here.
How long are you going to be there?
I live here.
You live there?
That's right. I live here.
Well, you're going to be about 6 feet below where you're at right now.
There's no beer drinking going on, and there's never been any graves pissed on for the 2 years I've been here.
Well, you...
And anybody that says any difference, nothing but a damn liar.
Well, I guarantee... How big an old boy are you? We're going to need us a plot before this is over with. You know that, don't you?
Cemetery Jack speaking.
Listen, I'll tell you what. I'm going to come by there this afternoon. Are you down there all day?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Well, I'm coming down there today, and I'm getting ready to take care of this one way or the other.
Whatever you say.
Well, I got that uncle down there. He's buried with his collie dog, Roosevelt, down there, and you've been whizzing on his grave.
What's his name?
My uncle's name, great uncle, Jesse Mercer.
Jesse Mercer.
Jesse Mercer.
M-E-R-C-E-R.
That's right. And I was getting ready. How big an old boy are you?
Big enough to take care of this, I'm plenty sure.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, we'll see when you get here.
Yeah.
You got the show up.
Well, I don't. Then we're going to have to get him back on the phone again.
Cemetery Jack speaking.
Listen, I decided I'd call a buddy of mine. I think I'm going to stop by and pick him up on my way out there. He owns a music store down there in Watherford, and I'm going to pick him up and come down there with him. I'm going to pick... I'm picking Harold up, and I'm coming down there, and there's going to be a tag team event.
Jack. Jack, this is Brent, man.
And you're probably calling me on my 800 number, too, ain't you?
it's your dime. What are you doing down there whizzing on war veterans' graves? I just want you to know there, Jack, it weren't no mausoleum. That's just a plain grave down there.